Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you your story parade lady.
Hello again, everyone listening. And hello to you too, John. Today we have the happy story of Little Black Sambo. Now, to tell the story of Little Black Sambo, I think I'm going to need a talking tiger to help me.
Story parade lady, the talking tiger is who I am.
Oh, yes, indeed. You're a fine talking tiger, if only you can growl. Hey, can you growl like a tiger?
I can growl like this.
Mercy me! Well, what a fine tiger growler you are. Yes, you can growl and do the growling for all the tigers in the story.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now make ready for the story. Are you ready, tiger?
The tiger's ready.
Very well. All ready for the story. Once upon a time, there was a little black boy. His name was Little Black Sambo. His mother was called Black Mumbo, and his father was called Black Jumbo. And they lived together in a mighty jungle where there weren't any towns or houses or other people. Only tall trees and vines and strange flowers and strange wild birds and animals, too. Why, often at night, the jungle would sound like this. But Little Black Sambo wasn't afraid. He was safe and snug in bed. What if the jungle became too noisy? He might pull the cover up over his head so he could sleep better. But then when morning came, when the rooster crowed in the morning at last, then the dangerous noises were still. The night was gone. The dangerous animals were all in bed, all except the tigers. Now the sun rose up in the sky to shine through the trees and speckle the path through the jungle. Oh, the morning light was beautiful indeed. Now, it was on just such a beautiful morning as this that Black Mumbo, the mother, gave Little Black Sambo his wonderful present.
She made me a little red coat and a pair of beautiful blue trousers. And Black Jumbo, my father, had made me a beautiful green umbrella and a handsome pair of purple shoes. That was my present all those days.
Little Black Sambo put them on.
Yes, ma'am.
He put on the red coat and the blue trousers and the purple shoes, and then he held the umbrella above his head.
Wasn't I grand?
Ooh. Oh, indeed, you were grand, Little Black Sambo. And so out you went for a walk along a path in the jungle. Because your shoes were new, and because this was the first time that you'd ever carried an umbrella, you walked rather slow at first, like this. And then, because you were so happy with all of your pretty new things, you began to walk a little faster, like this. And then, because you were so happy that you didn't know what else to do, you began to walk with a skip and a hop and a jump and a whistle. Oh, me, how very grand you were. Yes'm. Everything would have been all right if you hadn't met that tiger.
A tiger?
Oh, good morning, Little Black Sambo. And now I'm going to eat you up.
Please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up. I'll give you my beautiful little red coat.
Give me that beautiful little red coat?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very well. I won't eat you this time, but you must give me the coat.
Here it is. Goodbye, Mr. Tiger.
Oh, I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle.
That's what the tiger said. And Little Black Sambo walked away slowly at first, like this. Then he ran away fast. Well, Little Little Black Sambo was sorry not to have a coat anymore, but he still had his beautiful blue trousers and his handsome purple shoes and his green umbrella. So the day still wouldn't have been too bad, except...
Uh-oh. Another tiger.
And this tiger said to him...
Good morning, Little Black Sambo. Now I'm going to eat you up.
No. Please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up. I give you my beautiful little blue trousers.
Those beautiful blue trousers all for me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very well. I won't eat you this time, but you must give me the trousers.
So Little Black Sambo gave him the trousers, and then this tiger said...
Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle.
And again, Little Black Sambo walked slowly away like this. And then he ran away fast. Well, Little Black Sambo was sorry not to have his little red coat anymore. And he was sorry not to have his beautiful blue trousers anymore. But he still had his purple shoes and his green umbrella. The day still wouldn't have been too bad, except...
Another tiger.
And this tiger said...
Good morning, Little Black Sambo. Now I'm going to eat you up.
Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up. I'll give you my beautiful purple shoes. It always worked before with my coat and trousers. I guess it'll work this time with my shoes.
But it seemed at first that it wouldn't work this time with the shoes, because the tiger said...
No, what would I do with your shoes?
You could wear them on your feet, Mr. Tiger, like I do, and be the grandest tiger in the jungle.
Silly boy. You don't have enough shoes for me. I have 4 feet. You have 2 shoes.
Well, now, let's don't get excited. You can wear the shoes on your ears.
Do people ever wear shoes on their ears?
Well, 2 shoes, 2 ears, and you can be the grandest tiger in the jungle.
Very well.
There you are, sir.
Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle. I'm so happy I'm going to growl like this.
Well, when Little Black Sambo had run away fast to be sure he was safe, he stopped a minute to think of how very sorry he was not to have his red coat, or his blue trousers, or his purple shoes. But he still had his green umbrella, and the day wouldn't have been too bad after all, except...
another one. Sure are a lot of tigers out this morning.
And the new tiger said...
Good morning, Little Black Sambo. Now I'm going to eat you up.
Wouldn't you rather have my green umbrella?
Don't be silly. Nobody can eat a green umbrella.
You can hold it above your head to keep the sun off, like I do. You can be the grandest tiger in the jungle.
No. No hands to hold it with. I need all my feet for walking.
Wait now. There must be a way. I know. You can hold it with your tail.
So I can. Then I'll be the grandest tiger in the jungle.
There you are, sir. My fine green umbrella.
I'll hold it up over my back with my tail. Like this. Oh, I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle.
Yes, sir.
I'm so happy, I just have to growl.
Well, when Little Black Sambo had run away fast to be sure he was safe, he stopped to think of how sorry he was not to have his little red coat, his beautiful blue trousers, his purple shoes, or his green umbrella. Oh, he still had Little Black Sambo, of course, but he wanted his beautiful clothes. And then...
Uh-oh.
Said Little Black Sambo.
Uh-oh.
Now, when Little Black Sambo heard that tiger growl, he just knew that the tiger was coming to eat him up. But the tiger didn't. So Little Black Sambo tiptoed over to a tree, and he peeked around it. Just listen. No, the tigers are not eating Little Black Sambo up. No, they aren't eating him. But they're fighting and quarreling among themselves about which one's the grandest. Little Black Sambo sees them. Oh, look, there's the tiger with the little red coat. And there's the tiger with the beautiful blue trousers. And look, there's the one with the purple shoes. There's the one with the green umbrella. Well, it looked like the tigers just couldn't agree on which one was the grandest. So the tiger with the green umbrella put it down. And the tiger with the red coat took it off. And then the tiger with the blue trousers took them off. And then the one with the purple shoes took them off of his ears and dropped them on the ground. And then they began to fight and bite and scratch each other like this.
Hey, don't you guys want these clothes anymore?
But the tigers couldn't answer Little Black Sambo's question. The tigers had all caught hold of each other's tails, and they wouldn't let go. All they could say was...
Well, I guess I'll put these clothes back on myself.
And still, not one of the tigers would turn loose of the other's tail. And still, all they could say was... And the tigers were so very mad at each other that they began to run around and around in a ring, holding fast to each other's tails. And they ran even faster, and then faster still. Until they all just melted away. And they melted away, and melted away, until there was nothing left but a great pool of melted butter. Why, Black Jumbo came by just then and saw it, and he had a great brass pan with him. And he gathered up some of that lovely melted butter and took it home to Black Mumbo the mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Black Mumbo was so happy to see that melted butter that she said she'd use it to make some pancakes for supper. And she did. And they all sat down to supper. And Black Mumbo ate 27 pancakes. And Black Jumbo ate 55. But Little Black Sambo ate 169 because he was so very, very hungry. That's the end of the story of Little Black Sambo.
That's all for now, everyone listening, but next week...
Oh, next week, boys and girls, you're going to want to listen to the story of the rooster and the little red hen.
Oh, boys and girls, be sure to listen next week at the same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the rooster, the mouse, and the little red hen. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the scripts. And now this is John Allen saying goodbye until next week.